kind of look back on the state track and field meet there at Omaha Burke. You went Class B and Class A, went on that Wednesday and Thursday, and it was tough competition. You knew darn well it was going to be fun to watch, and boy, the Class B, the times, the marks just keep getting better all the time, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It seems like an eternity ago in all reality. You know, it was only a week, but competition is getting stronger and tougher across the state. For whatever reason that might be, I don't know, but you're seeing some phenomenal times, regardless of the event and marks. So I'm not sure if kids are just getting that much better, or we're just going through a cycle of kids that are just all that good. But see some really great marks. If anybody went up and watched the discus, you know, you got to watch a young man throw over 200 feet, which is not a common item. I think it was 203.9, new state meet record. So that was pretty exciting to watch. You know, any time that a young man is throwing the discus and nearly hitting the fence, that's, you know, keeping the spectators off the course is a pretty incredible throw. So I don't know, there was a lot of people up there to watch. I think there's probably around 600 people, just a guess. But there was a bunch of people up there just to watch that young man throw. I'm not saying just him, but there was a lot of people up there to watch that event. So it's pretty exciting.
No question about it. And your kids went down there and performed against very tough competition. I know Josiah Wilkinson, that young man in his final state track as a senior, went out and ran a couple of tough races in the open 400, the half, and also ran a leg on your 4x4. And great ending, I think, for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. He started out with a quarter, ran in the 48s again. Wound up, you know, he was really coming on that last down the home stretch, and he was closing the gap on the leaders. I think he waited just a little long to give himself a good push, but still ran a really nice race. Ran in the 48s, finished third. I thought was, you know, a very nice ending for him in the quarter. You know, at the beginning of the year, his goal was to, you know, break our school record. He accomplished that at the Lexington meet, and then really has never looked back. I think every race he ran in the quarter after that was in the 48s, so that was pretty exciting for him. Just ran some phenomenal times throughout the season for us. And in the quarter, you know, he really got, you know, as a freshman, you know, he ran pretty well. And then as he got older, you know, he just got stronger. And his senior year, just he really made a jump and set some a lot better times. So it was pretty exciting for him. It was exciting for us as coaches to watch him run, because you just never knew what, you know, when he was going to give a good push. So I saw some really exciting 4x4 finishes with Josiah as the anchor. So just phenomenal career for Josiah as a track guy.
Yep, he's all over a number of events in your top 10, isn't he?
Yes, he is. You know, we ran the 200 this year for a couple times. We tried him in the 200 last year, a few races, and really caused him some back issues. I don't know exactly why, but it caused him some issues. I'm assuming it was probably a hamstring, you know, tight hamstrings that were really pulling on his lower back. But so we elected to not do that. And this year we let him try it just to see what he could, you know, run, because he was wanting to try again. So we let him try, and he ran 23:47 or 22:47, I believe. That put him on our top 10, top 10 chart. So that's pretty. That's a pretty good field, you know, to get in with. But when we started looking at times across the state, we were really hesitant to let him, you know, go on through districts and run that, because at state meets, you know, running the 4 and the 2 and the 8, that's really a tough combination. And just didn't think that was going to work out real well. And plus the 200 is just loaded for bear for this year. So we just elected to leave him. 4x8, 4x4 guy. We had 4x1, really decided that we just let him run that 4x4 and run a little fresher. So that's kind of what we did. You know, he ran the half state. He was also fifth in that. Now, that's incredible to me. You know, when you look at the times, so Josh Cherry won the 800 when he was a senior. He ran a 155.38. Josiah, and he wins with that time. Josiah runs a 155.4 and is fifth, you know, 0.02 of a second behind, and he gets fifth instead of first. So that's pretty incredible. That tells you a lot about what that field looked like. If you didn't run a 156, a low 156, now you didn't place. So that was an incredible field of runners.
And you had a couple of senior hurdlers down there in Osney Barber and David Hansen qualifying, and Osney getting to the finals, and dang it, those hurdles every now and then will reach out and grab you, won't they?
Yeah, they did with Osney and Dave. You know, those guys had a great career for us. You know, look at Davian. Started out as a, you know, he was a vaulter. He did many events, and finally settled into being a hurdler, and really took off from once that decision was made for him that he was going to hurdle, and because it looked pretty good when he hurdled, and he's gotten better. He's just gotten stronger, and I think he's going to go play in a football game here one of these soon days. He's just made leaps and bounds strides for us and become a better hurdler. You know, he also is on our top 10 in the 300s and the 41s. Just unfortunate. You know, everybody's track and field career or any high school career comes to an end, and you just hate to see it end in the way that it did. But you can't hang a career on one race, so... You know, he has had an outstanding career for us. Our young guys just take a few notes on that and see that, you know, just because one event isn't working out, you know, we just need to slide over and try something else because, you know, there's 17 events, something's going to fit. Just keep trying.
And, of course, you had a relay. We talked about the relay. You had a couple other guys, and Ethan Schmidt, also Oliver Corbett, got down there. And, of course, Ethan's senior, and Oliver's he got one more year, but it was good to those guys. And their open events did really well this year as well.
Yeah, I'm going to back up hit Osney real quick.
Okay, forgot. Yeah, my bad. I forgot about Osney.
Yeah, well, Osney had a great career. You know, again, a young man that started out not being – a hurdler. He was actually ran with me as a half miler. He tried long jump. He wasn't really much of didn't try triple jump till this year again. He qualified in four events for the state meet this year. So that was pretty incredible for him. At state meet, he's primarily a hurdler, and he qualified for the finals in a tough field of hurdlers, and then hurdle three. Reached out and grabbed you by the toe in the finals and just was unable to finish that race. So I was really concerned that maybe he had injured himself. But that wasn't the case, which I was very, very happy to see. And then, the next day, Saturday, or it'd be Thursday, just wasn't our day for our hurdlers or any hurdlers. There was a lot of hurdlers. It wasn't just our hurdlers that went down on that particular day. So. They're hurdles, so there's a variety of different types of hurdles. And the hurdles that we have at our high school are not the hurdles that they have at Burke Stadium. The ones at Burke Stadium are what you would call an unforgiving hurdle, and they are weighted. So you can, in the base of the hurdle, you can slide the weights forward or back, depending upon the height of the hurdle, or the gender that's hurdling. So... It's just that those, if you clip a toe or hit one of those hurdles, they are like hitting a wall at times. And ours are more forgiving, where they will roll a little bit. Those don't roll very well. So you could see several individuals that had difficulties with those. It was just unfortunate that we did. But Osney, he in the prelims of the 110s went by his coach in our top 10 chart. He sits right behind Zach Schlager as far as top 10 goes, as far as, Zach owns our school record. Osney's number two, and then Trevor's number three as far as our top 10 go for our 110s. Osney also moved himself up. He ran 39s at the district meet in the 300s. That puts him farther up the chart as well. Trevor still owns the record as far as the 300s go. Osney's had a great career for us. We're really going to miss both him and Dave in the hurdles next year. So Quinn has, I heard Trevor talking to you yesterday on the radio. And, I know that Quinn's going to make great strides this year and have a better career, have a better season for us next year. I thought he had a great season this year. But, next year's going to be even better. So you were talking about Ethan and Oliver.
Exactly,
yep. Yep. So, Ethan, had a really nice season for us. He ran 50 points. I think he ran a lead off at the district meet, and it was a 50-point something You know, and Oliver come back with a 51, you know, at the district meet. You know, and it's difficult, you know, so those are the only race they were running was the 4x4. And it's the second day, and it's the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So you go through day, we leave on Tuesday. We get to the motel, we do our stuff. It's just, you try to keep their schedule kind of as normal as you can. You know, you try not to overfeed them and all, you know, you don't want them loading up on a bunch of stuff and monitor how they're, you know, you don't want them just sitting in the room either, you know, because that's not what they would normally do. So you want them active and doing some stuff. But it's really difficult when you go and you sit one day one at a track meet, and then you turn around and you got to do it again the next day because, you know, we sit around, well, we got over there about 1:30. And because that's when the event started, and then those guys have to, you know, monitor themselves and, you know, so that they're ready to roll come 4x4 time, and that becomes difficult. But you know, it wasn't our best race, it wasn't our worst race of the season, so it just we weren't in quite fast enough to medal. But you know, Ethan had a great career for us. He's our leadoff guy in our 4x4. You know, he ran the 100 for us, also ran the 200 on occasion. So you ran on our short relay, you know, he was our leadoff guy. We're really going to miss Ethan because he did a phenomenal job of being our lead guy all season long in the sprint. So that was exciting to watch him again compete. You know, Oliver, really last year was his freshman year. He was a sophomore. It was really his freshman year. It was exciting for him. Had a great season this year. Really got a lot faster as the season went on. And, you know, then ran a really a nice split for us at the district meet and state meet in the 4x4. So, you know, he's a tall drink of water. He makes me look pretty short. You know, I think he's 6'5 or so. But he really works hard. Great young man. Really going to enjoy having him back next year. He's going to be our lead guy for our sprint crew, you know. So, and we've got some young guys that are going to be, you know, coming along in the sprints. So we're pretty excited about what we have coming.
I know you and I have talked a couple of times. This is kind of one of your youngest teams you've had in a long time.
Yeah, it's very young. When you look at our roster, you know, our sophomore and freshman classes are our bigger classes. So it's, you know, that's kind of where you're trying to take guys and get them better. You know, our younger guys. My distance crew this year was really a very young and inexperienced group, you know, other than a few, you know, Jack Bates is pretty experienced, and Blake Rowell is pretty experienced, but the rest of them are, you know, kind of rookies as far as, you know, competing at the varsity level. So, you know, and that kind of the board, all the way across the board, you know, we have two young triple jumpers that, you know, jumped in the 40-foot range. Blake Willis was over 40-foot. Creighton was, I believe, over 40-foot once. So, you know, those young guys are just going to get better as we go along. And so we have some young guys that are going to do some really nice things as we go. Our vaulters are young. So we just got some young guys that just got to keep working. You know, boys develop later than young ladies. So as they get older, they get bigger and they get stronger, they get faster. And you just never know what might happen. So they've got to give themselves that opportunity to do that. You know, I know it's frustrating. I know it's irritating. You know, you always want more as a young guy, but there's only one way that's going to happen sometimes, and that's just years of growth and experience. So, you know, we just don't want them to hang up their hat too early on something. So, you know, next year we hope to see a lot of those guys come back and do some better things.